Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. Out of here, cuz.
Good morning, motherfathers.
Hello.
Happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. Happy Thursday. One more day until we get to the weekend All-Star. And then next week, we get to unwrap the Harden. And we get to actually check out the great present that was left at our doorstep and kind of assess the whole thing. Well, today's a good time to assess kind of where we're at, all right? It's always good. I like to do this stuff every so often, every 6 to 8 weeks is good to kind of assess where we're at. And we're going to begin with the idea of in town with the Sixers getting hard, and they're obviously thrust to the top, right? But it was interesting. I heard John talk about the NFL and just the numbers, right? The sheer numbers from the playoffs and how just dominant the NFL is, right? Now, this is nationally. So, in fact, I'm at the Wawa, I drop my kids off at school. I stop at my Wawa, and I see nice guy. I go, yo, cuz. I'd say, nice big attorney from Woodbury. So I meet my man, we're talking, and we start BSing. And he goes, yeah, he goes, down to football. He goes, you know, one of those, I'm in with you every day. You know, after football, he goes, but I'm a football guy. And I'm an Eagles guy. And I start to drop off a little bit. And it was interesting to hear him really articulate that, you know, after football, he kind of changes his habit. And I was curious about that. But then he said to me, and this did my heart well, right? He said to me, but you know what? Sixers had me a little excited. So, I think I'm going to go dive into the Sixers. And I felt good about that because clearly the counselor was a football first guy. Eagles first, football first. But the Sixer thing has intrigued him, and he's about to invest. He's going to invest in the Sixers now. And I think that's awesome. I do. And listen, I implore you that if you are, mostly football, you don't miss this ride. This is going to be a fun ride. Trust me. They're going to be good. I can't promise a title or a parade down Broad Street, but I'm going to promise you good ball. Exciting ball, and look, they're going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals and hopefully the finals, and hopefully they win it, right? But I really believe that that's where it's going to head, and it's a journey now. You're going to be in on the title quest. I'm going to bring you back. Now, obviously, you hope the end result's different, but I will tell you this, that 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004 were some of my most joyous seasons. And it didn't end in the Super Bowl. But those Eagle teams were a blast. I fell in love with those teams. The Phillies, even after they win it, right? We thought it would be the new norm. And it was the new norm in this. They get back against the Yankees. You know, they're buzzing around, Giants. And I still contend that if it's not anything, for some reason, Cliff Lee blowing that lead against the Cardinals. Like, I still can't believe that happened. I still can't believe Raul Baez's third inning bomb to right field. I can't believe it got knocked down by the wind. And what should have been a 3-run homer at Citizens Bank Park was allowed out, and they lost to Chris Carpenter. But those runs represented a great, great time. And I think that's where we're at right now, and hopefully it ends in a championship. But But I'm curious how one would describe you and your habits. Like, you already know about us, right? You hear us every day. You know what kind of, you know, junkies we are. You know, it was funny. I didn't even think it was a big deal, but I had mentioned that I DVR'd Villanova. And after I got home from the Sixers, I watched the Villanova game. And, in fact, a friend of mine goes, why did you do that? I was like, well, I'm following them. It's getting ready. You know, March is here. I've been watching. I like to try to watch them and Temple and, you know, kind of get a gauge going into it. And I enjoy watching both those teams, Temple because I went there and Villanova because I love Jay and, my niece is there, and I do love that program, I have to be honest with you. And so I kind of root for both of those schools, and I look at them, I watch them, and I invest in them. And so, you know, particularly now as we get into February, now the middle of February, it's a big time when you look at it in March. So I want to see how they come together. And I've long admired Jay's ability to be almost a jockey and the way he brings his team closer as March approaches and the tournament approaches and how the team comes together. So I like that. So that's why I DVR. So buddy goes, what's the matter with you? Like, what are you doing? No, I watched Knicks Nets last night, right? Like, that was an amazing comeback. Brooklyn, and it's funny, right away people are talking about the trade. Guys, please, don't let nonsense get in the way of your opinions, please. There's nothing to do with it. Last night has nothing to do with the trade, all right? Nothing to do with it. I know Curry played well, but it's apples and oranges. It doesn't have anything to do with this trade and last night. The Knicks are reeling. They're all the hype over the Knicks. They've fallen apart. And then the kid, Cam Thomas, was tremendous last night in the comeback. And so was Curry. And they come back on New York and win. It's going to be one of these incredible, I think, springs. And the NBA is going to be at its forefront. And I want to see where you're at with it. Are you ready to really climb on board? Now, we have a cadre, a good percentage of fans that are 4-for-4 people that rock with us with the Sixers. And they know I love, you know, Trudis and I both love the Sixers, and it's a passion for us, and, you know, we're watching, and we love the NBA and the whole thing. But I'm curious if you're like the counselor I met this morning, who's more football, but is now going, I'll give this a chance. I'm in. I'm going to ride. And I'm curious where you're at when it comes to that. And those football numbers are amazing. They're just amazing. Like, we know what kind of, you know, we've talked about it numerous times about the ratings. But sometimes when you see those things in print, oof, it's pretty daunting. And then coming up a little bit, I have a Sophie's Choice for you. Uh-oh. I got a visit, and it was not a good visit. And it was a visit, I think, it was an evil cherub.
Okay.
All right. And I'll tell you about the encounter a little bit later. Good morning, Trudis.
What's up, man? Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Where would you like to begin today?
Well, let me get your take on this whole situation.
Like you, I too am a loser. I told you yesterday that I woke up early yesterday to play Sixers Celtics on NBA 2K because I was so disappointed in the Sixers loss, the blowout loss to Boston the previous night, that I had to play 2K to try to make up for a little bit. So, like you, I am a loser when it comes to sports. And, you know, listen, you were down when football came to an end, and I was too, because football is such an incredible sport. Those numbers, we went through the numbers a few weeks ago, were what, 80 of the top 100 viewed show, I guess, was it shows or televised events, was football related.
75 NFL, yes. 7 college. Yep.
So, you know, we know those numbers are crazy, but you're right. Every time it's brought back up, you go, wow, that's crazy. John was talking about the percentages, you know, out of 100 people that watched the NFL, the Super Bowl, only 11 watched the World Series. Like, that's crazy, right? The World Series, the NBA Finals, that's crazy to me. But, you know, we hear it all the time, so it shouldn't be that wild, right? It really shouldn't be, but every time you're reminded of it, you go, wow, it's crazy. But yeah, I mean, like, I'm locked in on this Sixers team, and I would have been locked in had they not traded for James Harden, right? We watched them every single night. Was our feeling different than what it is today? Yeah, of course. We were kind of like, yeah, it's great to watch Embiid be just an absolute freak. But this, yeah, it's nice that they win. They're going to get to the playoffs. Probably losing the second round.
Listen, I'm going to keep it real, man. I mean, I got to keep it real. We're always in.
Yeah.
But, you know, to me, it's night and day.
But there are people that are not always in. Right, so you get the draw of James Harden now, and it's crazy to me that they weren't in already with Joel Embiid. I mean, the guy was putting up 40, 50. But
there's a difference, and this is to make the case for those people, right? Mm-hmm. There's a difference. Like, you and I can appreciate greatness, right? That's what it is. However, if you're a casual fan, right, casual Philadelphia sports fan, you go, yeah, it's great, he's putting up numbers, that's cool, I'll watch a game here and there. But that's not enough to move me. What would move me is a title run.
Right.
Like, that's what I need. Like, that's is what the casual Philadelphia sports fan says. Like, look, man, I'm working, I'm doing this, and, you know, raising a family, whatever it is. I need to win, man.
Yeah, and that's why in-person attendance is a pretty good, you know, way to see how many people are in, right? So the Phillies from 07 to 11 were sold out every single night at home. And then obviously once they start losing, the sellout streak comes to an end, and then it becomes a ghost town at Citizens Bank Park. You finally started seeing a little bit more last year because they started becoming a little bit more relevant. Sixers have been sold out for the last 4 or 5 years, but let's face it, you've been to games this year where, yeah, it might be sold out, but not every seat is filled. And so now all of a sudden with Harden coming back, I would imagine there's not going to be an empty seat inside the Wells Fargo Center the rest of the season.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's huge, man.
It's a big deal. And that whole, you know, that excitement, that raucous energy, that's intoxicating, right? And that's what, you know.
That's what brings other people in.
Like the guy I met this morning at the Wawa. That gets him in.
Yeah.
Right? The idea that Harden's here and there's all these lofty expectations. Now, again, I caution everybody that, you know, give him a minute. Because they do have to learn to play together, and look, there is a level of expectation to achieve, and whether it, you know, listen, the ultimate goal, and they did not shy away, which I applaud. Again, I think that was the greatest thing I took out of Tuesday, was they're all talking championship, and they should all talk championship. That's what it's about, championship. Make no bones about it, all about the championship.
And not next year. Well, yes, next year, but
right.
Starting this year.
If they don't get to the conference finals, I would be disappointed.
Of course. Oh, my God, yeah.
I'm serious.
They can't get bounced in the second round this year.
No.
They really can't.
No. If they lost, I don't care who it is, throw whoever you want out there, I would be disappointed. I would be upset if they lost. I don't expect them to lose. I really don't.
No, it's ECF or bust at this point.
We were talking about, you know, Bob and I was listening to Bob break down the opponents, and I thought he did a great job. And I texted him and said, dude, rank your opponents, right? And I said, and I agreed, which was number one to me is Milwaukee. Number two is Brooklyn, because Brooklyn, I got a feeling, is going to be good. It may not come together until next year, but they're going to be formidable. Then I would go Miami, and then I would go Boston.
And you're not terrified of Miami?
No, I'm not.
Like, you're not. That's the thing. Like, you would be not scared when you're playing Milwaukee or Brooklyn, but that's a tougher series. Whereas Miami, you go, all right, let's win this.
And part of me still wonders about the Celtics, because I think they got better.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, they've won. Last night they lost. They had, what, 9-game winning streak leading up to last night.
Well, I told you to take Detroit.
Yes, you did.
Remember that?
Yep, you did. And, you know, obviously against the Sixers the other night, they hit 27 three-pointers. Like, that's not going to happen every single night. But, yeah, as a team, they're getting better. And I think, honestly, I think post-trade deadline probably helps them out a little bit, too.
Yes.
Because there's all that Jaylen Brown smoke.
Yeah,
and it's one thing. Listen, Steve Nash was on the podium every single day saying James Harden's not getting traded.
Yes.
So they could say whatever they want to the media. Jaylen Brown's not getting traded. Jaylen Brown's not getting traded. Once the deadline hits and he's not traded, now maybe he goes into the mindset of, all right, I'm here to stay for the rest of the season.
I agree. All right, real quick, before we go on, I just saw my man, Chevy. So Mike, who works the YouTube for the station, is a freaking great dude. I love this dude. So Mike Chevarelli. So Chevy has on a shirt, Junis, that quite frankly, you should have. I'm going to buy it.
It's a great shirt.
And I want the audience, the YouTube audience, to see it. It's a Phillies three-quarter sleeve.
Love the three-quarters.
Red, not maroon, red fat P. Dude. See that? Strong, Mikey.
Yes.
Chef, strong shirt.
Oh, man.
I love that Philly shirt. Like, that's old school. It's a great fat P. $20.
Oh, that's a good deal.
At Marshall's? Yeah, get the freak out. That's an awesome shirt. Did a good job, Mikey.
Oh, can I?
Proud of you, bro.
Speaking of steals.
That's fantastic.
I'm going to give you a store. Boskov.
Really?
Dude. Go to Boskov's when you have a minute.
Yeah.
Dude, every team. College. Half my Temple gear is Boskov's.
Get out of here.
Yeah, dude.
The Boskov's?
Boskov's. Listen, I know Dix is like the mecca.
Right.
You know. But they sometimes lack on the clothing. Like on like the team apparel. They have obviously Nike and Under Armour and everything. But sometimes they when it did, comes to team
they
apparel.
They had this one that I got to be honest with you. They had this, you know me, I'm a sweatsuit man, right?
Yes.
And dude, what was it? I got it for Anthony. It was this brand. Oh, what is it? It'll come to me. But it was like the sleeves are cut off, right? It was one of these, you know, it was like back in the day when I actually, you know, had a halfway decent, you know, physique. Like I would all, sleeves are off, you know what I mean? Sun's out, comes out.
Yes.
Right? And it was one of these, you know, X training. I forget what it was. Skull and crossbones. It was awesome. I got it for Rant. I go, dude, this is cool, man.
You're living through him with that shirt.
Yeah, it was a sweat. It was all sweatsuit. It was Dix can have some great stuff.
Yeah, no, they can. But I'm talking about team apparel.
Well, but I agree with it. I was about to say, Dix is great with all the brands, right? The Nike. Under Armour, like you get that. But you're right. The sports, the brands, the team stuff is different.
That's why you got to check out the Boskov's. T. Will just on the text board. He goes,
T. Will knows.
Strong pull, he says, with the Boskov's.
Okay, so give me the last. You know what we're going to do today? We're going to share secrets today.
Okay.
All right? Okay. Secrets. It could be across life. The secret across life, all right? And we're going to share today.
Okay.
So, wait, you go Boskov.
Yeah.
What was the last item you got there?
Dude, I don't know the last thing I bought, but I just know everything that comes in during Christmas time when I say, hey, I would like a Sixers shirt. It's a Boskov special. Hey, I'd like a Temple hoodie. It was a Boskov special. Like, everything's Boskov's.
Okay, so you got to...
And now, like, my father-in-law's hooked on Boskov's. Like, it's like...
Really?
The Salchunas, you know, Matzik family...
The Chunas family?
Is now, you know, Boskov's when it comes to the sporting apparel.
So where's the Boskov?
I think there's one in Deptford.
Oh, yeah?
I think there's one in the Deptford Mall. There's... King of Prussia's got one.
Oh, yeah?
You know, yeah, dude.
The Boskov.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Telling right. you're gonna get some quality sports apparel at discount prices,
dude.
Like I just did a commercial,
dude. I like it. I like that a lot. The Boskov's. That's a great secret. See, we're helping each other out today.
Yeah, exactly, man. They got
divulge some secrets.
You name it, college apparel. You got it there, man. You can get more Villanova swag.
Yeah. This came from my niece. She's Dominican.
That's nice.
Dominican got this. When she started the Villanova Law, she got Uncle Anthony Villanova basketball.
That's a great gift.
Hoodie.
Looks like a very comfortable hoodie.
It's my favorite, too. I like the neck. Look at the neck.
That's
see
a good
neck.
Good neck.
See, the neck, it goes up. Like, it can actually go up to the chin. And it's got a great hood.
See, now T. Will knows exactly where it is. He literally just texted me, Defert Mall, upstairs, far left, across from the food court.
Oh, T. Will, strong.
There you
man.
Go. You know exactly where
good,
you're going.
Good work, T. Will. Good work. All right, we got lots to get to. Just getting started. So here's what I need from you, right? It's two items to begin the show. And that's, where are you at with your 4-for-4 fandom? Do you have eyes for the Sixers? And have they vaulted right now to number one? Now, you mean number one. I mean, you know, this is where your attention is. You know, Eagles drafts, everything else. But look, this is going to be the quest for a title.
Yes!
And I need you to share a life secret. Today, we help each other out by sharing all of our wisdom. We all have it. Share it. Hey, you've been searching for a career path, but can't find one that's right for you. Let me share some wisdom, right? Let me share my own secret. This is waste management. You hear me talk about the bags all the time. We're the company. In fact, I know a lot of people at Waste Management. Don, I've talked to the crew. It's a wonderful company, and they have great career opportunities going on right now. Listen to me, as a tech or a driver for Waste Management, you're going to earn a high base salary. And new hires at the moment will get a $7,500 sign-on bonus. But get this, this is huge. Sixers huge. Waste Management offers fully paid online tuition, so you can get your degree in business science technology while earning a great living as a driver or tech at Waste Management. That's right. They pay for your school. So you can work, get a free education. Driver today, CEO tomorrow, baby. That's right. They're looking for motivated, reliable candidates to fill the driver and tech positions all across the Delaware Valley. Schedule an in-person interview by applying online careers.wm.com. You want to make some green? You got to start thinking green. Start your career with Waste Management at careers.wm.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Wake up! Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for Morning Thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
All right, so a couple things. One, you know what kind of got me? And it's interesting because I was talking about the waiting, and then I woke up this morning thinking about, wow, man, you know, it's only February, right? And you're waiting, you're looking, you know, looking at April for the playoffs. But I'm all right. I just can't wait for Harden to play. So I started thinking, all right, so we get the All-Star break. And tonight's a good game to watch, but then you get the All-Star break. And then he shows up next Friday in Minneapolis.
Yes.
So that waiting period, it's just, you're just kind of like, You're pacing, and I feel myself with a nervous energy, an excitement and energy, but it's nervous. So, and you mentioned the 2K thing.
Yes.
And I, you know, every night I do a 2K. Now, we're on a hockey kick, Mosmo and I, and we've been going at it, and it's weird, the teams that we're going at. We've now picked, he's Florida, and I'm Carolina.
Okay.
And for some reason, I like playing with the Canes. Right? Because I like their offense.
Yeah, so what's wrong with that?
Then I started to think about it. This is what's dangerous about sports today. That you start getting an affinity by playing a certain team.
Yeah.
and you start to like blur the lines from reality into virtual reality, Judas.
Yeah, one of my best friends growing up was a Falcons fan because he played Madden 04
and Michael Vick,
and he was an absolute cheat code. He had the Vick jersey. If he wasn't wearing the Vick jersey, he was wearing black and red. I was just texting with him the other day. Like, it was funny. We were catching up. And, yeah, I mean, like, he was a Falcons fan. A buddy, another buddy of mine was a Bengals fan because he loved playing Chad Johnson before he was Chad Ochocinco. We would play Madden. He would just throw it downfield to Chad Johnson every play. And he was a Bengals fan. Hey, they're both diehard Eagles fans now. But, like, as when they were growing up, they kind of rooted against the Eagles because they were Falcons and Bengals fans.
And that's the danger.
Yeah.
Because I found myself like in the Carolinas.
Which is why, and I'm sure you already did this, my dad never really played video games that much. I was thinking about this the other day. You're kind of like the first generation of fathers, I would imagine, that's playing video games with the kids.
Right.
Like, I'm going to play video games with my son when, you know, as the years go on.
Right.
I'm pretty sure, like, your generation's probably the first one. And so I remember playing some NHL game when I was a kid, and I was like, Dad, I want to be the Red Wings.
Right.
Because, like, they were dominant, you know, back then. Yeah. And he told me, all right, you could play with them, but you are a Flyers fan.
Yeah.
He had to talk with me when I was very young.
Yeah, see, I didn't need to tell Mosmo. Like, he knows. Like, he's a Flyers fan. You know, it is what it is. But it's just interesting because, really, all it is I look at it and I'm like, I can see where people go bad.
Yeah, definitely.
Between fantasy and 2K, that's an observation. I mean, go bad.
How many Warriors fans do you think are out there?
How many kids go bad because of it?
I'm sure there's a ton. Like, Warriors fans, because if you're Steph Curry, you just pull up from anywhere. And you're going to hit the three. And I'm sure a lot of kids play on, like, rookie mode. So the chance of the ball going in is a lot easier. And you do it with Steph Curry, you're like, oh, this is awesome. So, yeah, there's chances of going bad.
Now, yeah,
I worry about that. 2K story from yesterday.
What do you got?
You know, they always, you know, video games aren't real life. It's just like the metaverse, and it's not real life. So don't fall into that Ponzi scheme. Kristaps Porzingis. I mean, as Porzingis, I know he's a good ball player, but he's bounced around now. He put a 40 against me yesterday, ain't?
He's overrated.
Nah, I got the dub. That's all that matters. But Porzingis
put up 40
in the video game sometimes, man. Like you said, it's not real life. It's the metaverse. So screw Porzingis.
No, but dude, that's true. But there's a reason why he's overrated in 2K.
Because he's 6'10", 6'11".
No, but he's overrated in general.
Yes, that's true.
He's an overrated player, which is why he's overrated in 2K.
Yeah, in real life, the ball's not going in. But in a video game, he's scoring from all over the court.
Listen, let's talk about hate for a second. All right?
Yes.
I hate Porzingis. I do. I hate him.
Yes, we should. He didn't want to come here.
No, he didn't want to get even want
to work out.
To work out here. And listen, I believe in these talents. Porzingis.
Yes.
I used to give you that all the time. I thought I'd make a play. Like, he wasn't a soft Euro, none of that. Like, the Euro game has blossomed.
Yes.
Right? Like, it really has. Like, dudes aren't soft, man. They're tough kids. They play all the time. They play at a young age. It's good ball, man, right? The Euros can play. But before, there was a time when the Euros were more softer.
Yeah.
But Porzingis was part of that era that ushered in, like, really good Paul European players. And he was, I thought, wow, he's tough. He can actually play. And that freaking bastard didn't even want to come here.
Nope.
And I think about that.
He wanted out of New York. And he goes to Dallas. He doesn't like playing second fiddle. So he goes to Washington. He's going to be second to Beal. Beal's hurt the rest of the season, but, you know.
Did you hear the rumor? And it's it's one of these never going to happen rumors, but it was a rumor I saw yesterday.
What?
It was, you remember how we talked about the word around the league? Who was it?
Zach Lowe. Yeah.
Whatever. Right? I hate these dudes. I'm sorry. All right, never mind.
My exact is a good job.
Okay. We're going to relive last week. Anyway.
Quite frankly, I think you're an a-hole.
Anyway, he saw, oh, the word Robert Lee and the Maury. And they're going to dump Tobias at the end of the year, right? Like the summertime. So to clear up another max spot. And Beal was the guy.
That would be nice.
Now Beal wants to come join Harden and Embiid.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Until he goes, oh, actually, I like DC for the 55th time.
But that was the rumor mill yesterday.
I mean, that's perfect.
Yeah,
managing Harden.
No, I
get the Beal.
Listen, I will tell you for a second, and it was maybe 5 seconds. I thought about it and smiled.
Yeah, you're giddy.
I mean, you know, like I could be greedy with the next guy. You know, somehow you're putting together Embiid, Beal, and Harden.
Yeah, and it works. That actually works, too.
Yeah. But you know, it was funny. That's what made the rounds yesterday. That was one of the rumors.
That'd be fun. Last thing, Ant, I was dying to talk to you about it. I heard John Kincaid talk about this like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And last night, no Sixers, no Flyers. Christy's off today, so she was able to stay up a little bit later. She's usually in bed by 8:30. She made it up till 9:30 last night, so it was a wild evening. We watched The Tinder Swindler on Netflix.
Oh, did you really?
Dude, if you got 90 minutes, watch it.
Yeah?
Yes. It is wild. And I never heard of the story. Like, I never heard of the story before the documentary came out. And I don't know how I missed it. Now, I don't do Tinder, so, you know, I've been locked up for a while.
I've been locked up for a while. Right.
But, yeah, I mean, dude, I'm watching this, and my jaw's on the floor. And I feel bad for the girls that are involved. But they're also, like, I can't believe the amount of money they were giving the dude. If anybody's got time to watch it. Watch it.
All right.
It's crazy.
Yeah?
And spoiler.
The Tindler Swindler.
And he didn't do anything really like that illegal, which is wild. Like, he had a total scheme down. He did some things illegal. But, like, dude, I couldn't stop.
Yeah?
Yeah, she was like, I'm getting kind of tired. I was like, all right, I'll stay down here.
And it was just the 90-minute documentary. Yeah.
A little longer. I think it was like an hour 40, something like that.
Really? But yeah, dude, I'm in.
You know, it was just something. Once you're done Gamora, whenever you know, next year, whenever you're done that, I got
one episode left.
Yeah, you've had one episode left.
Well, I had two. So Saturday, we were going to watch Saturday night, and we watched, there's 10 episodes in the last season. So we were going to watch 9 and 10. I go, well, we got to rewatch 8. So we rewatched 8, then we went to 9, and then I cut it. And then last night, my wife says to me, you want to watch Gamora? And I went, Saturday night.
Poor Tam.
I said, Saturday night, not tonight. So we went. So we watched, you know, that's a good show. It was another one of these. I'm on a foreign kick.
Yes.
So I found that there was another show on Apple called Il Miracolo, which is called The Miracle. So it's another Italian one, and it's this mob boss gets arrested, and they confiscate a statue of the Blessed Mother.
All right.
And and all of a sudden it starts weeping blood.
Okay.
And they do all kinds of forensics on the statue. And they don't know where it came from. It was in this guy's house. And it won't stop weeping blood. And they don't know where it's coming from. It's against the laws of physics because it's produced more weight than it is.
Okay.
So they don't know. So I just watched the first episode where they brought the prime minister, president of Italy in about this Blessed Mother statue. And he thought it was a trick. And they're like, no, no, no. You know, this statue is, I don't know. It got me. I was in.
All right. Enjoy it, man.
It was just one episode we watched. I got in. Listen.
Watch the next one next week.
That weeps blood. and it's unexplained.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.